This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, Macca and Toby.
We're now very fortunate to have in the studio with us Alex Simmons, who's a filmmaker who has put together a film, The Art of Incarceration, that is an exploration of the Torch program and Indigenous incarceration in Victoria. Alex, welcome to SatMag.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, can you tell us about this documentary? You've made a few documentaries, but can you give us a bit of context on what this is about?
Yeah, I've made a few shorter documentaries through my work with Pilgrim Media, but yeah, this is my first feature, several years in the making. It explores the Torch Project and the issue of Indigenous incarceration. Mm-hmm. So it's shot within Fulham Correctional Centre, which is a prison in Gippsland in the Yurrung unit, the Indigenous unit there. And it explores the artist's journey towards the confined exhibition, which is an exhibition created by the Torch, and then their journey back out into society.
Mm-hmm. And so what kind of drove you? Why were you interested in the story?
Well, I've always been interested in incarceration and the sort of philosophical and moral complexities of it. And obviously, as all Australians should be, you know, fascinated and inspired by our Indigenous culture. So I met Robbie Warramanda, one of the lead characters, months after his release from prison, and I connected with him straight away, very intriguing character, and his three sons, who I love very much. So Robbie went on to invite me to a Torch exhibition at the Melbourne Town Hall, and that's where I first was introduced to the program and the amazing artists within it.
Yeah. And so like Robbie began actually, they were creating artwork while they were in prison?
He used to create artwork with his grandmother, mm-hmm. and then he was sort of separated from her and separated from his sort of artistic practice and ambition. And then whilst he was incarcerated during a four-year sentence, he reconnected with his passion for art through the Torch program. Mm-hmm. And he started painting, then he started sculpting, and he's just an amazing character, someone who's continually redefining the limits of what's possible. So he's very much a driving force throughout the production of the film. He's also an associate producer, so we, you know, due to his respect within community. And then I got in contact with Fulham, the jail, and showed them some of my previous works. And before I knew it, I was there speaking to the artists about the prospect of a film project. So,
so they let you in.
I was going to say.
They let me out as well.
They let you out because, you know, correctional institutions are notorious. I'll use the word shy because I'm being polite. But so they, you know, they let you in and you're able to engage with some of their guests, their inmates.
Some of their guests. Yeah. Christopher Austin, one of the other lead characters, he's been in the system since he was 11 for nearly 40 years. He's never seen anything like the access I was given.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's the first time ever in Australia that prison access has been given like this. So there's a few factors behind that. I think my previous work and, you know, my intentions as a storyteller mm-hmm. had a lot to do with it, the collaborative way and obviously respect-based way I work. But also the amazing artists within the unit. There are some good people in Fulham, in the jail, and they are very proud of the art that's going on and the artists. So, yeah, there were a few factors, but very unique prison access. I went inside four times with cameras for big full days. You know, we didn't have screws following us around telling us what to do. We were running our own show with Chris, and you know, he had our back, and it was an amazing feeling in there. So,
well, look, you know, full credit to the prison. You know, at the end of the day, it would have been very easy to say no.
Yeah.
And they allowed you in, you know, and they allowed you to do your job, and they respected the work you'd done previously. You know, I know that, you know, it's part of the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival, but Cinema Nova has actually had to put on some additional screenings.
They have.
Because it's already sold out, which I think is extraordinary. And so if you want to go, and we'll come back to the issue in a sec, but if you want to go, Wednesday the 7th and Thursday the 8th at Cinema Nova, the other the other showings are sold out, so I'm not going to tell you when they are. Well, it starts tomorrow night, but Wednesday the 7th and the 8th. What do you hope people will bring away from this? We all know that incarceration of Indigenous folk, First Australians, is way out of kilter with every other group in community. I mean, this is a positive story in so many ways. What do you hope people will bring away from it when they see it?
Yeah, well said that, you know, Indigenous Australians are the most incarcerated people on the planet, which is quite horrific, completely horrific, in wealthy old Australia. What I'm hoping the people get out of this is, you know, Indigenous incarceration is dominated by numbers and statistics.
But it's people.
And it's people. And this brings not just a humanistic aspect to the conversation and understanding, but a deeply intellectual and inspiring insight into the incarceration of Indigenous people. So, yeah, it's through the vehicle of storytelling we're able to expand and demystify this great tragic aspect of Australian history. And I think the individuals are so unique within the story and so inspiring. It's a deeply tragic story, but it does gleam with transcendence. And I think no matter who you are, you can take something away from this story, which you wouldn't necessarily get with a prison documentary. So I think we've sort of very much expanded on that. And it's his own creation.
I'm interested because prisons are, to state the blatantly obvious, they're pretty tough places here where, like, you know, as a general rule, people often put up, like I've seen in other prison documentaries, you know, inmates or ex-inmates talk about how you've got to create this front where you never show vulnerability. You never, you know, unpack the real person because it's a dangerous place and people might exploit that. And yet these men were kind of able, like, engaging in art strikes me as something that other prisoners might, you know, see by its nature, you know, that form of creative expression, you know. How did other prisoners respond to this program?
Well, that's a great question. What I found, and that's very true, what I found in prison was the toughest inmates were the ones who were able to be vulnerable because they didn't have to put on that front. They were so tough and hard that, you know, if someone stepped to them, you know, they're able to look after themselves. So that was an interesting sort of examination in itself. But it's, you know, not what you expect, especially when you look at the subjects in the story. You know, Robbie, 160 kilo, former super heavyweight jiu-jitsu world champion. And Troy Brabham, you know, nearly played for Richmond. He's 2 metres tall. You know, there's some, physically, they're some big boys in there who I was working with. So it's interesting, isn't it, the nuances and the dedication and the beautiful sort of poetic elegance of their artwork. But I think there's also, of course, the cultural aspect, which makes it unique for the Indigenous inmates. And through art, that's really a way to strengthen cultural identity, which is sort of what the Torch program strives to do. So, but yeah, it's very unique and it's very ironic, this idea of prisoners creating such beautiful art that sort of takes them beyond the walls and beyond the bars.
And does the art kind of explore, like it should be acknowledged that a couple of these guys have committed, you know, quite violent acts. Like, I don't know the exact detail and we don't need to kind of get into that necessarily. But, you know, some of them are in there for committing violent crimes. How does that come out in the art? Like, is it art that has nothing to do or doesn't express or reflect, you know, what they've necessarily done or what they've experienced in their past, or is it explicitly addressed?
Well, one of the key intentions of the story for me was to really understand the defining factors that led to the artist's incarceration. So really unpacking that journey so we can try, you know, and gain a wider understanding of how so many Indigenous Australians can end up behind bars. And through the artwork, it's very much an expression and very much a redemption as well. So there's quite literally aspects of their stories within the art, and then sometimes they sort of focus on the more sort of cultural aspects. It sort of depends, but through art there certainly is an enhanced sense of cultural identity and that opportunity to connect from culture. And what we saw was just such a fractured connection to culture. You know, a lot of inmates within that Yurung unit, once they're incarcerated, that's sort of the only time they really get to find out information about their language group or where they're from, because of how torn and fractured that, you know, Australian history is.
Well, look, if you want to see this, and I don't see why you wouldn't, it's called The Art of Incarceration. Tickets are available for Wednesday the 7th and Thursday the 8th at Cinema Nova. It is about, you know, the art, the level of incarceration of Indigenous folk focuses on three Indigenous inmates and their path for artistic expression. I want to thank you, Alex. You know, for committing to doing this project, getting the access, you know, making this, you know, being able to screen this. I think it's an awesome initiative, and we should see more of it.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.